The Cubs are hosting the Cardinals. We're tied at one in the fifth inning when John Lackey has some questions about the strike zone.
Lackey is ready. The 2-2 pitch coming up to his mound opponent, Carlos Martinez. A ball is called, and Carlos Martinez thought he was out on strikes. John Lackey is upset. And here comes the manager, Joe Maddon, out to talk with Jordan Baker. Now the fans stand here at Wrigley Field. 3-2, the runners go. The pitch, a swing, and a hit to right center. That's going to get the go-ahead run in. Bader takes third. Carlos Martinez goes back to first. Lackey gives it to Jordan Baker. And Baker's telling Lackey, enough's enough. Lackey in Baker's face. And Lackey has been kicked out. Contreras throws his mask down. He is in Jordan Baker's face.
I'm not sure who was thrown out.
I think it was Contreras who got the heave-ho.
I do, too.
Avila swings and hits it past Martinez up the middle and past Garcia into center field. They're waving the runner around. Here comes the throw to the plate, and he's safe. And the throw hits Schwarber. The pitch to Jay, a swing and a line drive. Center field, Bader comes on, base hit. The Cubs lead 3-2. The throw goes to second, not in time to get Avila. The one-strike pitch, Hap hits a ground ball to right field for a base hit. That scores John Jay. Coming around third, Hayward, the throw home. He is safe at the plate.
That Ian Happ two-run single is part of a 7-run sixth inning for the Cubs, who beat the Cardinals by a final of 8-2. The Cubs overcome the ejections of John Lackey and Wilson Contreras. They get 4 1/3 scoreless frames from the bullpen. Carl Edwards Jr. picks up the victory. The Cubs have won 4 straight overall. So the Cardinals lose a crucial series opener at Wrigley Field. They now trail the Cubs by 4 games in the NL Central standings. Here's the Cards manager, Mike Matheny.
Yeah, we had really good stuff today. That was, from the start, that was one of the best he's had as far as in the first inning coming out with everything clicking. Just that last inning there kind of snowballed on him after the, you know, had the home run earlier, but you know, he got a good hitter and part with ball will jump. And, up until that point, though, he did a real nice job. He had a couple chances to get us out of it, and the ball's hitting the right spot.
He's one of the most athletic guys you have on your staff. What do you think the defensive issues have been for him?
Just lack of confidence. Okay. And you throw that on any player in there, and this will be something that will be gone. Something that he'll end up making great athletic plays, you know, on the field again. But I think right now it's just a little bit of doubt. He just has to have a few more plays that he pulls off the right way, and it's amazing how bad it's hurt him this year. I mean, we're talking 3 different games in big situations, but he's as tough of a kid as I've ever come around, and I think he's looking for an opportunity always to get better, and that's one area right now that he can get better in.
Did you sense that when the catcher and the pitcher were ejected from the game, but this was a chance to pounce offensively?
Only because we had some momentum going, not necessarily because we lose the pitcher and the catcher. But, love to see us be able to add on a little bit more right there, looking for that big hit once again. Then opportunities to have to go after their bullpen and try to add on to a small lead. But we always know when these games can go one way or the other in a hurry in this place.
Colton got hurt. How did that happen?
Just watched him after he got to first base. still the back was sore. And thought he was fine until I saw him going, and he said he was good, and then watched him go from second to home. It wasn't right. And so had to get him out of the game. He wanted to stay in like every player does this time of year, but can't risk a guy that can't move like he needs to move.
Is that the lower back that just seizes up on him?
Yeah, just a little bit of tightness, I guess, from before. I don't know, he said something about it happened when he hit a bag a couple days ago or something, but no, he's frustrated because he's had a real nice season and had a couple injuries set him back, and this is the time of year he wants to go, and he's done a real nice job for us, so I know it's frustrating for him.
No suggestion at this point of the severity of it?
No, just okay. Try to get him consistent treatment, and the trainers can get ahead of it. I think they weren't that concerned early on. It seemed like it was something that was more muscular than anything else.
What was it that you saw from Carlos that you stick with him after he walks Hayward? Do you like that matchup with Baez?
Yeah, I saw him getting a ground ball back in the mound.
Yeah.
I see him as, when
His pitch count's all right.
Yeah.
He's got as good a stuff as anybody in the league and can get out of those situations. You know, you've got an opportunity to bring in the lefty. Also like to see Carlos get through that. And he was one defensive play away from getting out of that. And unfortunately, came back to bite a little bit.
The Cardinals will try to even up their series with the Cubs on Saturday when Michael Wacha makes the start.